Hello and welcome to One on One. I'm joined in the studio today by a man whose bushy white beard, twinkly eyes and flowing white and gold robes are known to Czech children everywhere. A man who each year pays a visit to every single one of the Czech Republic's million or so children, with sweets and fruit for those who've been good and coal and potatoes for the ones who've been bad. My guest in this week's one-on-one is, of course, Mikuláš. And Mikuláš, thank you very much for coming into the studio today. I know you must be a very busy man at this time of year.
Well, yes, we're preparing. Preparations are in full stream, so pretty busy.
Well, let's start by clearing up a few, perhaps, misunderstandings. In this part of the world, in the Czech Republic, you're known as Mikuláš. But, of course, British or American children would call you Santa Claus or Father Christmas, and Dutch children call you Sinterklaas, and the French kids would know you as Père Noël. Why do you go by so many different names?
Actually, it's not me. They're my colleagues. We come from the same background, and we're friends, actually, but they're different guys.
You're all different.
Yes, and just notice that I come on 5th, they come on when? 24th, 25th?
25th of December, that's right.
Yes.
So you come on the night of the 5th.
Exactly.
Okay. Of course, another difference is that Santa Claus is helped by a band of elves, and he has Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. In the Czech Republic, you have an angel and a devil to help you on your rounds. Is it that elves are more reliable than angels and devils in the north of Europe, or is it something to do with the unions, or why do you choose the angel and the devil?
Well, it's actually because of the children. You know, elves. Elves are not that common in here. Kids would not know whom they're meeting, actually.
Mm.
While they know angels and devils pretty well, they're quite common in Czech Republic. Actually, I used to have much bigger stuff in the old days. I had deers with me and other kinds of animals. Now, angel and devil is all I have to deal with.
Right, is that sort of financial cutbacks and streamlining?
No, just simplifying the stuff. It's for kids, it's easier to understand angel and devil.
Mm.
The deer kind of messes with the whole concept of good and bad.
But certainly the devil is certainly much more frightening than the elves or the deer. I mean, I have seen Czech children cowering in fear, absolutely terrified when the devil turns up. Aren't you worried that it's going to leave, you know, emotional scars on the children?
Well, not really. I talked to many ex-children, and they all love the experience. I think being terrified is part of the childhood.
So you think it's a good thing?
Well, in a way, yes. Also, I have Angel with me to play with the children a little later and calm them down.
Mm.
It's also two sides of one coin. To understand good, you must understand evil a little bit.
Right, sure. But is there ever the case, I mean, does a child have any chance of kind of filing an official appeal? If you turn up and say to the child, you've been bad, you get coal and a potato, can that child, if he decides he's been mistreated, is there any kind of process where he can, you know, complain officially to Mikuláš?
Well, technically not, because it all comes from Book of Sins, and Book of Sins never makes any mistake.
Mm.
But then again, we're trying not to be really harsh, so I don't remember last time when I really gave to somebody the coal and potatoes.
Mm.
Usually it's just a threat more than anything else.
Right, so tell me a bit about the Book of Sins.
Well, Book of Sins is a really thick book which keeps record on every child. And during the whole year, whenever the child misbehaves, it is automatically written in the Book of Sins. So when I open the book, I immediately can see all the bad things the kid did, but also the good things.
Mm. And you kind of balance them up and then give them either nuts and fruit if they've been good, or if they've been bad, they get the coal and the potato.
Yes. Pretty much every kid has been bad at some time, so we really go for forgiveness, and we never really do much of that coal stuff.
Mm, right. Of course, in the Czech Republic, at Christmas time, in late December, it's Ježíšek, or the infant Jesus, who brings all the presents. And in the Western world, in Britain or America, it's Santa Claus, who is a big kind of burly chap with big muscles. How does a little guy like Ježíšek manage with all those heavy sacks?
Well, you have to understand one thing, in that Ježíšek has many powers that others don't. For example, he's invisible. You know, Santa Claus, everybody can see him. He has the red stuff on him. He has the reindeer and everything. Nobody knows really how little Ježíšek looks like.
Right.
And he has many powers. people can only dream of.
And you have more sort of straightforward powers then. You can lift sacks of apples and things like that.
Yes, pretty much, yes. And also I have servants, because devil and the angel serve me to help the children.
Hmm. And what is it like working with angels and devils?
Well, I always have to keep them separate, because they tend to fight. And then also I have to take care, actually, about both of them, because devil tends to scare children to death and he wants to take them to hell. So I have to stop him at a certain moment, saying, this is enough, stop it now. Mm. But the angel, in a way, does the same. He's too nice to children. He wants to take them to heaven immediately and would forgive them everything. So just have to take care of them all the time and see what they're doing.
So it's very much about finding a balance between good and evil and arriving at a kind of sensible medium in between.
Yes, pretty much, yes.
Right. You are, of course, immensely old, if you don't mind my saying so. You were born as just plain Nicholas in the town of Myra in what is today's Turkey, sometime in the 3rd century. Is it not incredibly boring doing the same old job every day for, 1,700 years?
Well, absolutely not, and from two reasons. One of them is, after you're dead, you see time very differently. So time is really easy-flowing thing for me. And the second, and it's most important, if you see the kids being happy, that's something that never can get tired.
Mm, so it always makes you happy each year to see the kids, the smiles light up on their faces and so on.
Absolutely.
If you don't mind my prying further into your private life, in Britain we usually leave a little glass of sherry on the mantelpiece or a little glass of wine for Santa Claus, Father Christmas, just to keep away the cold. And I've heard that Mikuláš in the Czech Republic, he often likes to relax, you know, with a few beers with the angels and the devils when he's finished making his rounds. But is this really a good example to set young children?
Well, definitely not. But then again, we try to have fun only in such a way that kids do not see it anymore. And for me, it's only, except this night, it's the only night of the year when I get to Earth, because in heaven you have other kinds of joys. Yeah. So there's as little of humanity in all of us, so...
Christmas has, of course, been terribly commercialized over the years, and the smiling face of your colleague Santa Claus now appears in TV adverts for a certain soft drinks company, which we won't mention. Is there any sort of crisis of conscience there, or do you just sort of do it for the money or the advertising and so on?
Well, again, I would like to state it's my colleague who's doing it, and he was pushed into it. It's really a state of human mind, because we depend on humans and how they perceive us. Yeah. They even dressed him into red. Originally he was green, if you talk about that soft drink company. It's a little bit sad, but I have to say I'm pretty glad that it's him and not us here. Yeah. So even here, you don't see much of pictures of me or my boss, the baby Jesus. All you see is Santa Claus. Yeah. So we agreed among us that he'll be the one who's commercialized and we can be safe and doing the good stuff.
Right, and is there any sort of pressure from this soft drinks company perhaps to change Mikuláš's robes from gold and white into red, perhaps, you know, playing more on the colors of that particular company?
Yes, I was feeling it, but not from the company. It's just becoming a new tradition, old red stuff, but I think we'll be fine.
Okay. Well, you have, over the centuries, been portrayed as a pretty good guy. When you were still Nicholas, Bishop of Myra in Asia Minor, you distributed gifts to the poor at night through their windows. You fasted when you were a baby. You saved a city from famine. And now as Mikuláš or Father Christmas or Santa Claus, you know, you go around giving presents and apples and sweets to kids. But do you ever say to yourself, that's it, I'm sick of being Mr. Nice Guy?
Well, I wouldn't really say I'm that nice guy. If you look at the kids, quite often they're more terrified of me than of the devil. And I have to send Angel to soothe them a little bit, because they're so terrified they cannot even speak. I don't feel I'm too good, not sweet good as in kitsch movies or stuff like that. Real goodness never can be too sweet, or you never can have enough of it. Mm. Look at the devil. He's a poor guy anyway.
Mikuláš, thank you very much for sparing the time to come in and speak to me today.
You're welcome.